That finding, published in a prestigious journal, correlates with the meditators' subjective reports of heightened awareness. However, the protesters claimed that Davidson's team's research is flawed because meditating monks were compared with much younger university students. The monks being studied were 12 to 45 years older than the students, and age could have accounted for some of the differences. The students, as beginners, may have been anxious or simply not skilled enough to find a meditative state in the time allotted, which would alter their brainwave patterns. And there was no way to know if the monks were adept at generating high gamma wave activity before they ever started meditating. Now that's a fair question, and a researchable one, too. Do age or chance variations in gamma waves rather than skill make the difference? Current anecdotal evidence suggests that time spent in meditation or prayer rather than chronological age or chance is the key factor. But older meditators have obviously had more time to practice as well. However, University of Florida neuroscientist Jiango Gu, who signed the petition against the Dalai Lama, responded to the issues by threatening to cancel his own presentation. Other protesting neuroscientists threatened to boycott the meeting. The protesters' stated concern was to avoid entanglement with religion or politics. Yet by ignoring the research opportunities and focusing instead on implicitly or explicitly denouncing the Tibetan Buddhist doctrine of reincarnation, they were creating precisely the problem of entanglement with religion that they claimed to deplore. Their disagreement in principle is at least one point of agreement between themselves and, for example, Pope Benedict XVI, who denies that reincarnation occurs. But they have no information that would justify their involvement as neuroscientists in such matters. Reincarnation is part of the history of human origin. It is proof of the mind stream's capacity to retain knowledge of physical and mental activities. It is related to the theory of interdependent origination and to the law of cause and effect. The Dalai Lama, preface to The Case for Reincarnation. There is no reincarnation after death. Catechism of the Catholic Church, supervised by Pope Benedict XVI. To argue that the Dalai Lama's views on reincarnation are against the very foundation of modern neuroscience is simply not true and shows a profound lack of understanding of where and what those foundations are. Cellular neurobiologist John H. Hannigan. We can legitimately ask, is something more going on here? Were neuroscientific tools supposed to prove that the mind does not exist? In that case, the source of anxiety becomes apparent. The study of meditative or mystical consciousness may threaten the comfort many take in materialism.